Shalom, greetings, and welcome back to Scripture and Prophecy. I'm your host, Sean Osborne, and the website is www.scriptureandprophecy.com. And it's actually Tuesday morning, May 30th, and we just came off Memorial Day weekend. And because of the craziness and some things going on this weekend, I was unable to get aside and put aside the time to study for Revelation chapter 20, so we're going to have to put that off till next week, because I'd much rather put it off a week than to not do the chapter justice. And it was just one of those weekends where a lot of things went crazy, a lot of things didn't go right, and due to that, that's where we're at. And I've only got a short amount of time this morning, but I didn't want to leave you guys empty-handed Tuesday morning. Although, YouTube listeners, it'll probably be Tuesday night before I can get this finalized and uploaded. I was at a funeral this weekend, and there was a preacher man there, and he was kind of an old-school preacher filled with the Holy Spirit, and he spent a lot of time talking about the goodness of God. And for me, that's something sometimes I need a reminder of. And not that I don't know that, it's just when you're constantly watching what's going on in the world as a watchman, if you're not careful, you can forget about those things. You know, just like the church by and large today has forgot about every aspect of God. You know, they forgot about His holiness, His righteousness, the fact that He's, you know, the judge of this world and that He has some expectations, and they've totally disregarded all of that, and they only focus on, well, God is love, and therefore they don't have the full picture and understanding of God. In the same way, if we're not careful, those of us who are aware of God's holiness and those things, we can kind of forget about the aspect of God's love. And so, it just kind of made me think about that. And I wanted to just read you a couple of psalms this morning, since we're not having our normal broadcast. And, you know, there's that secret place of God that I'm looking into, I'm studying. You know, there's that relationship with God where you can be hidden, you know. Isaiah, talking about the last days, talking about when God comes out to judge the world, he says to go into your chambers, you know, as it were, for a little while, and until the God's wrath has passed by. We see a picture in Revelation 12 of God gathering at least a remnant of His people under the wings of a great eagle and taking them away to nourishment and protection. We just see this picture of trusting in God and dwelling in the secret place of God. And I think of, you know, when you're walking in God's ways, when He's your primary focus and you're in a close relationship with God, you're in that secret place and you're under that protection. But when you're straying from that and you're playing, you know, patty cake with the world, then you remove yourself from that secret place and from that refuge and from that fortress. And you know, that's one of the main focuses of this podcast at this point, is to just bring people back to righteousness and to truth, and to show them, you know, what the scriptures actually say about these things. And so I wanted to read Psalms 91 and Psalm 94 to you today. Both are incredibly short. The first one deals with the refuge of God, and Psalm 94 deals with the fact that the Lord's not going to forsake His people. He hasn't overlooked what's going on in the world. You know, we look at the world and we think, man, is God even paying attention? But He's not overlooking this. And this is one of the reasons why His day, the day of the Lord, has to come, is because people have gotten so terrible, so wicked, and God's going to pay back. You know, it talks about when He judges Babylon, He's going to give her double. You know, the way she's lived luxuriously, and lavishly. He's going to give her double that judgment. And so he's paying attention, and he sees what's going on. And so let me start with, let me just read these Psalms to you this morning, and hopefully it'll be an encouragement to you, which we could all use. I think we could all use a little bit of encouragement. Psalm 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, and in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid of the terror by night, nor the arrow that flieth by day, nor the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right side, but it shall not come nigh to thee. Only with thine eye shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh that dwelling. For He shall give His angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. They shall tread upon the lion and adder, the young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Because He hath set His love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him, and I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him with long life. I satisfy him and show him my salvation. I love that part where it's clearly God speaking. In verse 14 he says, because... You know, there is cause and effect, folks. There is. When it comes to our faith, action matters, and that's something that I'm always pressing, because what I hear in the church is, don't worry, you don't have to do anything. But what I read in the Bible is God constantly saying, if you do this, I will do that. And right here in verse 14, he says, because he has set his love upon me. God's saying, because this person has set their love, their affection to be upon me, therefore I'm going to deliver him. I'm going to set him on high, because he has known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him, and I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. And with long life I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. You know, the Psalms is a great place to go to when you're struggling, or if you need to be reminded of the goodness of God. Or if you need, you know, some people are really, I'll just be honest with you, with me, we all have our gifts, and we all have our shortcomings. And for me, it's, you know, I don't struggle so much to pray. I don't struggle so much to study the Word of God, whereas a lot of people say, man, I'm not very good at praying, I don't know how to pray. But then they themselves are really good at worshiping God, right? Well, I'm not very good at the worship part. The Psalms is a great place to go to learn to worship, or put that in action. I personally need to spend a lot more time in the book of Psalms. Real quick, let me get to Psalm 94. The Lord will not forsake his people, is what the King James says as a heading. Let's just go through that real quick. Psalm 94. O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongeth, O God, to whom vengeance belongeth, show thyself. Lift up thyself, thou judge of the earth. Render a reward to the proud. Lord, how long shall the wicked, how long shall the wicked triumph? How long shall they utter and speak hard things, and all the workers of iniquity boast themselves? They break in pieces thy people, O Lord, and afflict thine heritage. They slay the widow and the stranger and murder the fatherless. Yet they say, the Lord shall not see, neither shall the God of Jacob regard it. Understand, ye brutish among the people, and ye fools, when will ye be wise? He that planted the ear, shall he not hear? He that formed the eye, shall he not see? He that chastiseth the heathen, shall he not correct? He that teacheth the man knowledge, shall he not know? The Lord knoweth the thoughts of man, that they are vanity. Blessed is the man whom thou chastenest, O Lord, and teachest him out of thy law, that thou mayest give him rest from the days of adversity until the pit be digged for the wicked. For the Lord will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance. But judgment shall return unto righteousness, and the upright in heart shall follow it. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Unless the Lord had been my help, my soul had almost dwelt in silence. When I said, my foot slippeth, thy mercy, O Lord, held me up. In the multitudes of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. Shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with thee, which frameth mischief by a law? They gather themselves together against the souls of the righteous and condemn the innocent blood. But the Lord is my defense, and my God is the rock of my refuge, and he shall bring upon them their own iniquity, and shall cut them off in their own wickedness. Yea, the Lord our God shall cut them off. Amen. I like that line. Who will rise up against the evildoers? Who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? God is seeing what's going on, and he hasn't forgot his people, and there's coming a day of deliverance, and there's coming a day of making things right, and there's coming a day of judgment. And we need to be those who cast our love. We need to be those who set our love upon him. Because he promises that he will deliver those who do that. He's going to be with them in the time of trouble. He's going to honor them with long life and with salvation. He says there might be 1,000 on your right side that fall, 10,000 on your, or 1,000 on your one side, 10,000 on your other side, but it shall not come near to you. You don't need to be afraid of the terror that takes place at night, or the law, or the arrows that fall, or the pestilence, the illnesses that walketh in the darkness, or the destruction that fall during the noonday. He says, you're going to see the judgment of the wicked with your own eyes. I think Psalm 91 is a psalm that needs to be written on our hearts. We need to dwell in the secret place of the Most High. Because he's going to cover us with his feathers and with his wings like a shield. He says, you know what? I've planted the ear. You think I don't hear what's going on? I created the eyes. Do you think I not see what's going on? Do you think I don't know what's happening? Psalm 94 verse 11 says, the Lord knows the thought of a man, that they are vanity. And by the way, if you're being chased by the Lord right now, it says, "Blessed is a man who's chasteneth. The Lord teaches him out of his law." Why? Verse 13, "that thou mayest give him rest from the days of adversity until the pit be digged for the wicked." We think the wicked are just getting away with it, right? They're just doing what they want. They're just getting away with it. But God's saying there's a pit being digged for them. And it says the Lord is not going to cast off his people or forsake his inheritance, but judgment will return unto the righteousness. That's all I got for you this morning. I apologize for it being short. That's all the time I've got. But I pray that this is a blessing to you, to your soul, and an encouragement for you. Until next time, peace and grace be with all of you. God bless.